This is Story of the Gods, brought to you by Chamit FM. Hi, my name is Perpetua Fasomi Peter, and in this podcast, I will be sharing with you popular and not so popular folk stories from African mythology. These are tales passed down by our ancestors, and I hope you find them interesting. I'm super excited that you're tuned in, as always. Anyway, so today our focus is on Mawu, the great goddess of the earth. Mawu's themes are creativity, universal law, passion, abundance, birth, and inspiration. Her symbols are clay and the moon. Mawu arrives on an elephant's back, expectant with spring's creative energy. Hers is a wise passion and a timely birth. Being ruled by natural laws and universal order, in Africa, as a mother figure, Mawu inspires the universe's abundance and every dreamer's imagination. Rituals for Mawu rejoice in her life-giving energy, often through lovemaking. In Africa, people take the seed generation literally and sow the fields, knowing that Mawu will make the land fertile. She's a West African Mother Earth Creator Goddess associated with both the sun and moon. She's the goddess of the night, of joy, and of motherhood, as well as the ruler of the world's wisdom and knowledge. She's the one who brings the cool nights to the hot African world. Sometimes she's seen as a moon goddess, the twin sister wife of the sun god Lisa, alternatively spelled Liza, but sometimes she's seen as one androgynous or hermaphroditic deity, Mawu Lisa. Mawu and Lisa are the children of Nana Buluku. Of course, that will be talked about in another episode, and also the parents of Sivioso. Mawu and Lisa had 14 children, 7 sons and 7 daughters in all, and they divided the responsibilities of the world among them. Mawu is also the goddess of motherhood. She was worried that it might be too heavy, and so she called on the serpent Idowedo for help. Legend has it that the serpent thus coiled itself into a ball beneath the earth and pushed it up into the sky. Mawu then retired to the jungle realm of heaven, and for a while, all remained in peace and harmony. Before long, the people of the earth began to fight amongst each other. To fight each other was to fight Mawu as well. Mawu then sought aid from the monkey, who turned out to be an insolent braggart who boasted that he was just as powerful as she. He boasted that he too could make life, and when the people of Earth heard this, they began to believe him. To prove it, he chopped down a tree and carved on it all the features of a person. And when it was finished, he stepped back and said that he had created a person. Mawu observed the wooden figure lying on the ground and remarked that the figure didn't do anything, as she challenged Awe, the monkey, to breathe life into it. Awe then gulped a tremendous breath of air and blew it strongly. But the person continued to lie still and mute on the ground. Once again, he tried, and this time, he blew so strongly that the wooden figure moved in the wind's path. But it remained lifeless. After 2 more attempts, he admitted that he had been defeated and hung his head in shame, acknowledging that only Mawu could make life. He said that he would return to the world below and tell everyone that he had been wrong. But Mawu knew he really didn't mean it, that he was a charlatan, and once he returned to Earth, he would only start boasting again. So she made him a bowl of porridge to eat before his long journey. And into this porridge, she had put the seed of death. and only after Awa had finished eating did he learn of the seed he had eaten and would carry back to Earth the knowledge that she is the great goddess of the Earth. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of Story of the Gods, hosted by me, Perpetua Fasomi Peter, from Jamit.fm. Story of the Gods is produced by Ike Orizu and myself, editing and mixing done by Ike Orizu. Story of the Gods is a production of Jamit FM.